Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks, powered by Shopline in association with ICBC and MJ BizCon. I'm Mary Jane Gibson, and I'm here with Simon Noble, the CEO and co-founder of Calyx Containers. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
How is your MJ BizCon this time around?
This MJ BizCon's been really interesting. Just seeing how the show evolves every single year. And, it's a bit slower than usual, but I think it allows you to have a lot more deeper conversations with people and just come back and reconnect here.
So I've just learned that you have been in the industry for, did you say 10 years?
10 years.
Is that when you founded Calyx Containers?
Yeah, I started when I was actually in college and dropped out of school to make a cannabis packaging company.
And you did this with your former college roommate?
Yes, I did.
And you're still working together?
And we're still working together, yep.
You're still friends?
And we're still friends, still best friends. We truly have a unique relationship and seem to be able to handle every single potential problem.
So tell me the story of how this all happened. You're in Salt Lake City?
Yeah, we're located in Salt Lake City now, but we started the company in Boston, Massachusetts. And Calyx was actually born out of another company that we made called Puff Pals, which were stuffed animal bong bags. And so we actually were both in the same fraternity. He was my little, I was his big. And we had a family heirloom, this penguin named Bottles that I turned into a bong bag.
For anyone who doesn't know, can you break this down? What does that look like? A bong bag?
Yeah, so
this is a bag to store your glass piece in so you could transport it from house to house and safe.
And back in 2014, we were all so concerned about being cannabis enthusiasts. So it was all about where we'd hide our bongs and our product from, the Babson College police. And so the idea was really born out of figuring out how do we hide our smoking paraphernalia?
How to be stealthy while also looking kind of cool.
Exactly.
Okay, so Waddles the Penguin.
Yeah, was our first product. And as part of that, we were designing a container for the head of the penguin. And it just happened that cannabis was legalized in Massachusetts and Colorado that year. And so we set out to reinvent the pill bottle. And that was the birth of the Calyx container.
So what does a Calyx container at that time look like? The very first ever sort of pill bottle form?
Well, at that time, everyone was using traditional pill bottles, right? But most people don't know it. The one that you push down and turn and you get your pills in today, that was actually invented in 1964. And so when we saw that, we were like, wait, we're using a 50-year-old design for cannabis. There has to be a better way to design something that preserves the product, something that's sleek, something that you can have on your shelf and would attract a cannabis consumer. And so that's what we set out to make.
Okay, so was this at the time, too, when, I was in New York at that time, and when my guy would come over to my house, he had those little jewel boxes, the square-edged containers. Were you seeing that kind of thing as well?
Yeah, that bottle, that's the Calyx container, I think, that you're referencing.
The clear square, you got to pull one out so I can look at this and see if I actually encountered a Calyx container in the wild in 2014. This will be so interesting to see. Simon's rummaging around in his bag, looking for a sample.
So this is a Calyx container. You probably get your Wana products in there and some other ones. But you pinch the sides to open it. And you got to grab the opposite side right there.
There you go.
And so that's really how we got started. But from there, we've vertically integrated all of our manufacturing out in Utah. And we do a lot more than just containers now.
So it's childproof.
Yes, it is.
And it fits an eighth?
Fits an eighth or 10 gummies.
And you scaled, what happened? Like you're 22 years old. You've just founded this company. How did everything go from there?
Well, I was very lucky. I actually invested my life savings into Bitcoin when I was in college. And so at that point, we have this idea, and then all of a sudden the price was going up and up and up. And I decided to sell all of my crypto and start a cannabis packaging company.
Wow.
Yeah.
A great choice. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been quite the journey.
And so 10 years ago, you have Calyx containers, you come to your first trade shows, and you start to market directly to dispensaries? Or who, like, what was your sales plan?
So we launch at MJ BizCon NOLA 2017, and it's the company's three people. We've got a little 10 by 10 booth. And a woman named Nancy walks by, who ends up to be the founder of Wana Brands. And at that time, they were putting everything in this really long tube inside of a box, inside of a bag. And we just pitched her and we said, hey, we think we have a better way that you can package your product. And so it was all about just being in the right place at the right time. And she, you know, she believed in us and we got our first order, $400,000. And then we had to figure out how to actually make the product.
Wow. And did that precipitate the move from Massachusetts to Utah?
No, we didn't move out to Utah until 2021. And part of it was I was looking at the industry and I noticed that there was a lot more packaging companies coming into the space. But everyone, the big secret was brokers, right? No one really in the cannabis packaging space makes their product. It's all other factories, you know, they're just adding their contextual knowledge to it. And I said, you know, I'm going to make a big bet and choose to become a manufacturer because I think in the long run, that's going to allow us to innovate faster, provide better service to our customers, and move with this industry because it moves so much. And that paid off. And so now we have about 80 people, 16,000 square feet. We run production 24/7 and we make the majority of our products under one roof.
That's huge. So what's next on the horizon for you?
Well, what's next is we're really invested in cannabis preservation science. And so for the past year and a half, we've been partnered with the Cannabis Research Coalition focused on how do we actually take the plant physiology and extend terpene and cannabinoid preservation all the way throughout the supply chain. And so we've been really focused on developing proprietary films, multi-layer structures. One of our newest products is called Calyx Cure right here. And it's a 9-layer modified atmospheric breathable film that allows passive gas exchange. And we're seeing about 14% more terpene retention and preservation when you use that for your curing process.
That is fascinating. What does your R&D look like? What is the sort of the scientific aspect of how you're coming up with these products?
Yeah, well, part of the process is you try a lot of different things and there's no guarantee, right, that it's going to work. I mean, about 2/3 of the things that we dream up don't ever see the light of day, maybe for certain technical reasons, you know, they're not scalable or the price point for the technology doesn't make sense. But, you know, we talk to our customers a lot. We try and figure out what are the problems in the space and we'll run research and development programs every single week. And so we'll make sure that it's all manufacturable, but then we'll also work on doing studies to see how is the product actually being affected. Is this preserving the cannabinoid profile, the terpenes, you know, and then how do we build solutions for every step of the process?
Is this, I know that some of the difficulties in the cannabis industry have to do with packaging and regulations state by state that change so much. Is there something that you do as a company that's different from other companies packaging-wise to be compliant with various state regulations?
Well, one tool set that we have is something we call Calyx Command. It's our web to print platform that manages everyone's artwork and all their approvals. And it makes it so that our customers can customize their workflows for all their internal compliance checks to make sure packaging that's not compliant is getting to the market. And then, you know, our team has deep expertise into the cannabis space, rules and regulations. So we can help guide customers through what they should be doing to ensure that. And then the other thing is because we can produce packaging in a week, we usually have our customers order less quantity, less volume. That way they can adjust if regulation changes are coming out.
Because everyone's nightmare is to make a product and try to get it to market and then all of a sudden have to go back to the drawing board with that different packaging. I know that's been the case in a lot of instances.
Yeah, and people end up with a lot of packaging that they end up having to throw away. And so we're seeing this trend just in packaging in general that brands are moving towards more product release cycles, more SKUs and variations, and just this rapid iteration. And it allows people to get feedback a lot sooner and modify their brands to find that product market fit.
Very cool. Well, I have to ask what I like to ask so many people here at MJ BizCon. Is your company hiring?
We are. Yep. We have 7 open positions right now.
Fantastic. And how do people find you if they want to work with you or for you or just know more about Calyx?
Yeah, you can go to www.calyxcontainers.com. Also, we're on Instagram and you can hit me up on LinkedIn. Please check out all of our different roles across technology, marketing, and production. And we're happy to welcome some new people to the team.
And that's Calyx Containers.
Yep.
Calyx Containers.
Calyx.
Thank you so much, Simon.
Thank you.
Congratulations on everything.
Appreciate it.
Really nice chatting with you. This has been another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks powered by Shopline in association with ICBC and MJ BizCon. Please hit like and subscribe to our podcast and follow us at Canna Tech Today.